Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, your magical podcast to feel in your heart and soul and your body that you've already attained everything you want right now. Such a beautiful feeling to come into that state of fullness, of fulfillment, of success, victory. And from there, we attract to us beautiful situations, but we don't even need them because we already feel great. And to begin, let's just take a moment to imagine that you already have what you want in your life. Just take a moment to tune into what you'd love to create, what you'd love to manifest in your life. And imagine that that appears in your being, in your life. It becomes real right now. And you enjoy the feelings of having attained what you want. Just breathe that into your whole body. And just let yourself feel the vibrations, the energy of success, of achievement, of having attained. And with each breath, just let that get stronger, deeper, and really come into that safe, secure feeling that you are alive and well, thriving, enjoying, safe, secure, and wealthy. Happy, relaxed. And you can smile if you like. Smiling is optional, but you're allowed to smile as big as you want. Today I wanted to share with you the Wish Fulfilled journal and how it works and how you can use it to increase your manifestation powers. This is a four-step process that I've developed over about 10 years. It's like, there's a funny quote that says, if I had more time, I would have written a shorter book, or if I had more time, I would have produced a shorter movie or written a shorter email or whatever, right? Because getting things pared down and chopped back to the essence is really hard, right? It's easy to have a journal with 15 questions and blah, 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 and you know, but to get it down to these four things has taken me 10 years. And I was like, oh my God. So you can get the journal at cost price. So I'm not making any money from this at all. I just wanted to make it available to you so that you can get it and start using. I have one right now in my hand, and I've been using this already, manifesting stuff in my life. It's been great. So I want to share with you the four steps. So you get the journal, and you can listen to this when you have it, but you can listen to it now anyway, and then when you get it, you can come back and listen to it again. So it has four steps, and each of these is extremely powerful by themselves, but when you combine them, then it's 10 times more powerful. So this is going to make not only help you manifest, it's going to give you clarity, complete clarity about what you want in your life. And it's going to help you get on purpose to really feel like you're living your best life now. Because one of the things that I found as a high-paid spiritual life coach and entrepreneur working with people all over the world for so many years now is that most people could have whatever they want in their life now, except they're not, because of these internal blocks. And this journal helps you get what you want now. I'll just give a quick story. I was talking to a client the other day. I only have a few clients now because I haven't got enough time. This is a new student of ours from one of our programs. And she's a successful person, and she has a family, right? And she has all the money she needs to do whatever she wants. And I was like, okay, what do you need help with? And she said, I'm not living my purpose. And I said, well, what do you want to do? I mean, what do you feel your dharma is? And she said these different things. And she had a block around whether or not her purpose was one thing or multiple things. And we talked about that, worked that out. And then I said, well, look, what would you love to experience in your life? And we went through a process like this journal, and I'll share more about that in a moment. We figured out what she wanted. And then we both realized very quickly that she can basically have almost everything she wants in her life this week. This week. like literally, right? Like, she's stressing out, thinking, oh my God, this is never going to happen, blah, blah, blah. She can have what she wants now, right? This is the case for so many people. What are we doing? Putting it off, putting off our joy, putting off the best life we want. You know, it's right here. So she's going to like do this thing, go to this place. The job is done, right? It's fascinating how many people live in that situation. So this journal helps to overcome that chronic problem, kind of madness in a way that we have, a cultural madness, always putting things off to feel good later. So here's the four steps that help you get on point. The first step is called the wealth and well-being multiplier. The wealth and well-being multiplier. So this is where you imagine you lost everything and then you got it all back. What do you appreciate most about your life? What wealth do you have? Because one of the biggest problems we face in modern society is that we have everything, right? Like, everyone's got way more than they need. You know, we've got more stuff than we need. We've got, you know, all this technology and massive amount of content and like clothes and, I mean, equipment. I mean, so we're living surrounded by abundance. Hardly anyone is like dirt poor, living in a little shack with nothing. The people who live with nothing have done it very consciously. Like, there are these billionaires and they go away somewhere and they try and have this minimal house and it costs them loads of money. Most people have too much, and a lot of poor people have way, way, way too much stuff because they go to the thrift store and they buy all these things. So it's not about not having any stuff. It's just that we can't appreciate what we have because we have so much of it. So how much stuff do we have? That's one thing. But also all the relationships, opportunities, we're kind of used to it. We've normalized our standards. So the only way to undo that and to start to experience the joy of life is to imagine having lost everything. Right? Imagine you lost everything. You even imagine you died. You physically died. You lost everything you've got. You've died under a bridge with nothing, right? And then you have to really imagine this. This, by the way, this is a very deep practice, to imagine not having anything. It's a relief in some ways, actually, let's be honest, because you don't have any problems either. So you let everything go. You're just pure consciousness, no body, nothing, no stuff. Just floating around in light. And then you come back, and you come back in your situation, and you get it all back. You're like, oh my God, like, I'm sitting here, there's this cool plant. I'm like, wow, what a cool plant. Like, there it is, hooray. You know, and then there's this huge picture, and there's these crystals, and there's all this equipment, and piano, and this and that. All these different cool lighting things, and comfy places to sit down and lie down and read books. I mean, I'm just looking around my studio. So you write them down. You're like, this is great. And you think, all these cool people that I know and my friends, my family, you know, you write it down and you receive the wealth. So you're getting the wealth back. You're feeling the wealth coming back into your life. You're like, yes, this is wealth. This is wealth. So you're feeling the wealth, the blessings, the abundance, the riches that you previously ignored. This is so powerful. I mean, if this is all you did, you'd start manifesting more stuff and have a better life, because you vibrate, you're like, this is the best thing ever. Look at all these things, right? So what we do is we remove everything so that we stop normalizing our standards. Because even let's say you've got $1 billion, like someone gave you $1 billion, you would normalize it after about 2 years. You think, oh, whatever, now it's a billion's not enough. Oh, I spent money, now it's not a billion, it's only, you know, 950 million. Oh my God. Do you know what I mean? So this is what happens to us as human beings. We normalize things. So the best way to do it is to drop it to zero and then bring it back up again. And then you go, ha, that's great. So that raises the vibration, puts you in a perspective of gratitude and power. Then once you've done that, the second part is to experience your future self now. To imagine that you already have attained everything. So imagine you jump into the future where you already have everything you need. And you write down what you want, what you have. And then you come into the feeling of having attained it. So this is what we do often at the beginning of the podcast. And to spend time, I was just doing that now before I started recording this. And it's best to do this in a relaxed state. So I've got this very relaxed chair that I sit on. This is my recording chair. It's super relaxed. I can lean back on it. It's super chill. And I actually honestly fell asleep a few times. But that's the perfect place to be for manifestation visualization, is when you're half awake, half asleep, because that's when the subconscious is open and you're really relaxed. So you write it down, you feel nice and relaxed, and you go into the feeling, come into the state, and you stay with it. Right? Now, these two things by themselves are game changers. Because most people, they're not grateful, they're not in a place of wealth and abundance, and they also don't know what they want, and they're not feeling it. All right, so if you just did that, that's a massive upgrade. And not just once, but do it every day. And you can do it twice a day, you can do it three times a day. The more you do it, the better. And then the next thing, if you look at the journal when you have a copy of it, it has arrows pointing from the future self to your future self creator. So the third part is like an arrow, right? What can you do today to create your future success? Less is more. Focus on just three main things that are most aligned with becoming your future self now. What does it mean? It means that you look at the things you've written down and you think, what can I do now, today, to experience some version of that right now, today? Not to put this off for 10 years. Because this is one of the big mistakes people make in manifestation. They just sit around and they think, oh, well, I felt that great about it. Now I'm just going to carry on with my life and not do anything about any of this. Just like, no, you have to do something related to these things. Yeah, anyone who's manifested something, they act on it. Even Neville, right? Neville Goddard, who I'm sure you know about, he sometimes says, don't worry about it. You just experience that you've already attained everything and you're good to go. But the reality is, he himself wrote the books. He himself went and did the talks. He himself did the stuff, right? So it's not like you can just hold the vision and then live a totally unaligned life and expect somehow it's going to happen. So what the future self-creator does is it directly connects what you want to experience in the future to your life today, which is really empowering, because you feel like, yes, I'm living on purpose. This is my life and I'm really loving it. So for example, at the top of my list is, I feel deep joy, bliss. I feel I've attained everything, right? That's what I want. So how can I experience that now? Well, I can just experience it now. There's no point in me like, oh, I'll do that later. So I wrote down infinite joy, infinite joy, infinite joy. I can think infinite joy, and I can feel infinite joy in my being today. Right? Why do I have to wait 10 years for that? It's ridiculous. I can do it now and I can feel wonderful. Another one is that I have, you know, there's a certain income, a certain large income amount because of my businesses. What can I do? I can work on certain marketing related things that I'm working on and help people more, right? Increasing the value of what I'm doing for other people so that there's more wealth, right? It's practical. There's certain specific things I can do to generate 10 times more money. By helping other people 10 times or 100 times more, I'll get millions of dollars, right? And then the other one is, how can I be of service for free and just help people, give back, you know, philanthropy work? And so there's certain things I can do for that. So there's every day I try and do something on the things that I want. And there's also certain health things. So the point of this is to come up with ideally three action steps that move either all of them or one of them forward that you can do now. So you're creating your future self now based on what you do today. So you're pulling the future here. Yeah, so think about what you want and then what can you do practically today? Could be calling someone up, registering a domain name, working on a project, finishing a project, sending out that email, right? There's loads of little things. Like, what leads to success is lots and lots of mini steps, isn't it, that we can do. So that's easily done. And then the last thing is at the end of the day to write down your three wins. So you can, if you did the things, then you just rewrite them or you can tick them off. And what that does is that puts you into the feeling of success, of forward movement, of achievement, of getting things done. Like, yes, I'm actually doing stuff. Things are moving forward. Because we want to go to sleep at night feeling like we are successful and we're moving ahead, not that we're lacking something. The problem with many manifestation methods is people try and focus on what they want, but what they end up doing is focusing on what they don't have, and then they feel bad about it, and then they feel depressed, and then they feel despondent and hopeless, and then they feel, then there's low vibration, and then they end up attracting more problems. So we don't want to do that. We want to write down our success of the day. So I did this thing, I did this thing, and I did this thing. Yay, it's great, it's great, it's great, wonderful. And that changes the vibration, gives you that sense of achievement. And it helps you realize that you're moving forward and that you can continue to move forward. And so these are the four steps. And you can do it every day, every day. So go ahead and get the journal if you are wanting to do this. It's really, really powerful to have a physical copy. It also has the instructions in the journal and some quotes and stuff to help you. And it's a really beautiful feeling. You'll feel like there's a massive shift happening. And so you put your name on it. It has a place to write your name at the beginning. You can put the date. And you can then come back to the journals, keep them, and then you can realize how far you've come. Right? This is absolutely game-changing because it pulls the future here and allows you to not only feel much, much more empowered, but it also helps you stay on point, doing the practical things every single day that are going to align you with your future, or even just get what you want now quicker. I'll talk about this in another session, that we can get almost everything we want now. It's a really fascinating mental block. I mean, I think I'm going to write a book about this, because this is one of these bizarre problems that seems to be plaguing the human population. It's like, it's insane how ridiculous this is. Of course, there are always things that can be improved in our life, in our world, for sure. But when we're in a situation where we could be happy, and instead of enjoying our life now, we're focused on everything we don't have and feeling terrible, there's something wrong with that. That's like a mental problem that needs to be looked at. So this journal helps to overcome that particular issue, and it also helps you to align with your higher self, with your best life, become your best self, your future self now, experience the joy and the freedom and the love. Yes, it's such a relief. And then also to be extremely grateful for everything you have. So whatever you're used to, you imagine losing it and getting it all back. That's why I sometimes joke that the solution to most problems in the modern world is camping trip, right? Like, imagine these people, they got everything they need, right? Most of us, we've got everything we need, we're comfortable, right? Go camping out in the desert somewhere. I've done this up in Utah, and it's just epic views, right, in Moab. And so you go camping, and there's just incredible, right? Silence, beautiful views. But the problem is, in the middle of nowhere, got limited water supplies, sleeping in a tent, right? I mean, I go glamping with my like special little bed and nice little things and everything, but still, you know, eating noodles, trying to make soup. But my noodles when I go camping, or the tea that I drink in the morning, looking over the sunrise with a cup of tea, I'm like, oh my God, this is just the best tea in my life, right? Because you haven't got anything. So when you remove everything, the little things in life that we completely ignore, they're like, oh, this is the best. And then if you have a shower, oh my God, a shower, a warm shower, this is just heaven, right? So this is one of the great benefits of this journal, is that we pull everything out and then put it back and go, whoa, we are wealthy, 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 and may there be more and more wealth and joy in our lives. So hopefully you find this inspiring. You can, of course, do this on your own, but I recommend the journal just because it's all written down nice and clearly. But you could do this in your own journal if you want as well. If you're interested, go ahead and get it. And if you like it, leave a review on Amazon. I always appreciate that. And if you like the podcast, I appreciate reviews and appreciation. And if you have any questions for me, by the way, leave it in the review. I'm very happy to help you out with whatever you want to manifest. So there it is, the four steps: your wealth and well-being multiplier, your future self now, your future self creator, and your daily wins. Come back to the blessings, the abundance, the success. Hope you're doing great. Wishing you a wonderful, wonderful day, a wonderful week. So much love. Talk to you soon. This is Michael McIntosh with Your Wish Fulfilled.